Good morning and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Shelby.
And I am Kelly.
And welcome to the show.
We recently led the Crucible with our Lit Comp 11 class with our sponsor, Miss Link.
Today, we will be talking about why we believe Danforth, Hathorne, and the other authorities are so resistant to believing that Abigail and the other girls are lying.
First off, me and Shelby would like to talk about background information. If you've never heard of the Crucible or never read it, it is a story based on the real-life events on the Salem Witch Trials, which happened a long time ago in Massachusetts, and many people were hanged and one person was stoned.
So me and Kelly actually have our own opinions on the topic. We think that all the girls were saying the same exact thing and like taking after each other's word and copying each other, which was making it really believable. And if any of them turn against each other or the group, the whole group of girls would turn on them. For example, Mary Warren, when she took up for John Proctor and said that she was, all the girls had been lying the whole time, they all turned on her and said that she was performing witchcraft in the court. So none of them could really admit to lying because then they would be accused by all the other girls.
We also believe that the authorities had never seen anything like this before. Like, they've never seen anyone, like, react how Abigail and the other girls reacted to certain things. Like, in court, they saw a yellow bird, but no one else saw just them. And so we think that the authorities in, like, Danforth and Hathorne and the judges, they didn't really have a reason not to believe Abigail and the other girls.
Besides the fact that they were only 10 years old. So, do you think that the authorities really believe the girls, or is there another reason behind them taking their every word?
I think both. I think that they believe the girls, but also I think that they're scared that the adults will catch on and turn on them as they keep accusing. And like I said before, they don't really have a reason not to believe the girls. If you were a judge during the Salem Witch Trials, do you think you would be hanged too? Or do you think that you were safe from getting accused?
Pretty much, I think that the judges were safe. I mean, nobody ever really thought to turn it on the judges. And finally, when someone did in the real witch trials, the judges shut. The people who were accusing in the trials ended. So basically, if you were a judge, you were just safe and the town just had trust in you and believed you for your word. If the girls turned it on one of the authorities, for example, if they said Hathorne was a witch and they saw Hathorne with the devil, would Danforth believe them, or do you think that he would stick with Hathorne?
I think he would stick with Hathorne. Danforth, just like in the story, Danforth has so much trust in his partner Hathorne. I think he would come up with an excuse to either end the trials or turn it on someone else because he doesn't want to see his partner get hanged or accused.
So overall, we think that the witch trials was a little bit ridiculous, and the fact that the judges believed 10-year-olds over 30 and 50-year-olds, that it was just stupid of the judges and it was a little bit ignorant. And if this happened today, I don't think it would happen today.
It's also ridiculous because innocent people who were accused that didn't do anything died because little girls accused them.
I think that the morals back then were strict, but I don't think that the girls understood what they were really doing, so I'm sure they regret what they did now, wherever they are.
And I'm sure Abigail Williams regrets killing, in quotes, John Proctor, because you'll never see him again.
Yep. She killed her mans. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the show. We hope you learned more about the witch trials and why we believe that the authorities believed Abigail and all the girls over the adults.
I have another question for you, Shelby. What do you think Reverend Hale said during the end of the witch trials?
Oh, hell no.